Here you go, miss.
Yay, thank you. You remembered 2½ sugars, right?
Yes. And just a splash of oat milk, like you said.
So sweet. Such a good boy. Perfect. You know, this almost makes up for you being 3 minutes late to our session today.
I know, miss. I'm so sorry about the...
You know I don't like apologies. Next time, I won't wait, and you'll pay double the price of our session for wasting my time.
How did this become my life? Tending hand and foot to my dom, begging for her forgiveness, bending to her will? God, I was so miserable just 2 months ago. But now that Mistress Mia is in my life, I don't know. Things are just really good now. I was completely lost when Brandy broke up with me. 4 years together, just gone. I felt like I completely lost my footing when she left. The whole world felt off balance or something. And there were some good things, though, about her leaving. We were always sort of mismatched sexually. I mean, our sex was good, but it was just kind of vanilla for my tastes. And I tried to express my interest in kink with her. Nothing extreme, just a little domination in bed. But it just wasn't her thing. So I ended up just kind of suppressing those desires. And after she left, I realized I didn't have to do that anymore. Applying to be Mistress Mia's client changed everything. It took me a few weeks to work up the courage to send her an application for her services, but once I did, I felt like I came alive again. I realize now that I really craved attention from Brandy. I wanted her to want to give me pleasure, but I just never got the sense that she was very interested in the things that really made me tick. And dominating someone, as Mistress Mia had told me, is one way to show them the attention to detail and care that you have for their pleasure.
You're wearing my special gifts, aren't you?
Yes, miss.
Very good. You're so good at following instructions. I love that about you.
My dick is locked into a snug chastity cage that you ordered me to buy before this session. It's locked with a small padlock, to which you hold the key. And my ass is completely spread open around a new silicon butt plug vibrator. You, of course, hold the remote to it somewhere in your big black leather tote. I have no idea when you're going to turn it on, and that is, exciting, to say the least. I am completely, utterly under your control right now. I immediately got hard when I put the plug in back at home. But, of course, the cage kept my dick from being able to get fully erect. It's been a cycle of heightened arousal and frustration all afternoon.
So I was thinking, for our session today, that we should go shopping. There's an adorable sex shop on the street. You can buy me some nice things, and maybe if you're good for me, you can get a little treat for yourself as well. What do you think?
That sounds great, miss. It feels so insane to be in public right now with you. It's broad daylight on a breezy summer afternoon, and most of the time our sessions take place in your private studio, sometimes at my place. But today, you insisted on meeting for coffee at this cafe. And I, of course, immediately got turned on at the idea of engaging in public play with you. I don't really know why, but I find it so sexy. Knowing that no one, aside from the two of us, knows the nature of our relationship. We probably just look like a normal, everyday couple right now. But we are so, so far from that.
Oh, before I forget, get out your phone. Send me the money for today's session.
Okay. Just hold on. I sent a little extra since I was late.
Oh, thank you. Such a sweet boy. All right, let's get going.
God, my dick is starting to press up against the metal cage again. The more turned on I get, the tighter the cage feels around me. Just wearing it in front of you is getting me hard. Knowing you hold the only key that can open it. Knowing that you demanded me to wear it. Giving you control over my pleasure, my body, my wallet. It's exhilarating. You've had me wear the cage for a few days before this week's session, just so that I could get used to it. It's never uncomfortable, but sometimes it's frustrating when I get really aroused. It always reminds me that you're the key holder, that you're in control.
Come on, let's find you some more toys to play with. I want you to have something special to wear while you're at home, or at the grocery store, or wherever. Something that will ensure you're being a good boy for me, even when we're not together.
I glance around the mostly empty shop and feel the red heat of embarrassment rise in my cheeks as you tell me what you're looking for. I slip my hands in my pockets and walk a few paces behind you, just as you've told me to do when we're out together. You reach for your phone in your purse. I can't see what you're doing, but I have a feeling... Oh, you turn the butt plug's vibrations on. It's low, just a slight buzz, but... Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels so good. You grin over your shoulder at me. You're taking so much pleasure in this.
Feeling good?
Yes, miss.
Good. Now, let's see here. Prostate massagers, ball stretchers... Ooh, cock ring.
Oh, this is so hot. Watching you pick out toys just for me. I love not having a say in it, not knowing what you're going to choose for me. There's something so freeing about being dominated. I don't have to make any decisions. I don't have to do anything except what you tell me to.
This one is cute. Have you ever worn a cock ring before?
No, miss. But I would love to, if you think I should.
I definitely think you should. This is going to keep you nice and hard for a very long time. I think it'd be fun to have you switch back and forth between this and the chastity cage.
You pick up a transparent silicone cock ring with textured nodules along the inner ring. You slip your fingers through the ring and pull on it, testing its elasticity. I reach out and lay a hand against the wall to steady myself. My cock is twitching against the metal cage. I really wish I could touch myself.
Very nice. Here, hold this for me.
You thrust the cock ring into my hand and I run my fingers over the textured ring. The material is soft, but I bet it's tight when it's on. I look up and you're playing with your phone again. The vibrations change from low, continuous buzz to frequent little pulses.
Doing okay over there?
Yes, miss.
Good. Come here, I want to see if this fits.
You're holding a leather collar in your hands. It's simple, black with a large metal ring in the center.
Let's see...
Oh, God, this is humiliating. But you know I'll do anything you tell me to. I pay you to control me.
Oh, that looks really nice. How does it feel?
Very good, miss. Snug.
Perfect. That's exactly how we want it. Tight enough for you to be reminded of who owns you when you're wearing it. Okay, that's plenty of things for you for the moment. Let's focus on me now.
I follow a few paces behind you with the collar and cock ring in my hands. Oh, I'm so turned on right now. The massager is making my dick so hard, but the cage is keeping it from getting erect. Oh my God, I need a little release.
Oh my gosh, these little whip earrings are adorable. I have to get these. Don't you think they'd look cute on me?
I can barely focus on what you're saying. My head is swimming with my desire. My whole body is buzzing. I feel like my knees might give out at any moment. Yes, they're cute, miss. You pull your phone out once more, but I know better than to protest. You're going to do whatever you want, and there's nothing I can do to stop you.
Oh. Seems like you're having a little trouble focusing, huh?
Your eyes flit down to my dick for a single moment.
Are you feeling really desperate right now? Feel like you need to come?
Yeah, I need to. Yes, please, miss.
Okay, quit begging. Go pay for my earrings and your new toys. We're going to walk to your car, and if I think you deserve to come, then I'll let you. Got it?
I take the earrings from you and turn around to head to the till. Fuck! Oh my god! Oh, you've turned up the vibrations. Oh, they're so much more intense than before. My ass clenches uncontrollably around the plug. It feels so thick and heavy inside of me. Oh my god. Oh, I love it. Oh, I have no idea how I'm going to interact with the cashier while this thing fucking dominates my ass. I try to keep my breathing even as the cashier rings everything up. My dick is straining so hard against the chastity cage. It's taking every ounce of willpower in me not to moan out loud right now. I feel like the cashier can sense something is up with me. Does he know? I wonder if Mistress Mia brings all of her clients here, forces them all to do this same humiliating shopping trip with her. I shakily hand over my credit card. Oh my god. Oh my god, I can't stand this much longer. Oh, I need to come. I need to come so badly.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.